Morning Angels.
Good morning, Angels.
Every Wednesday, Jacaranda FM.
Tell us the story of Moloko. He's 9, right?
Yes. Moloko just gets sick on the 14th of February. It was Valentine. He was coming from the school. Yeah, I was crying about the headache. So I was suspecting maybe it's something wrong from the school. And then when we arrived there by the doctor, I checked him. I said, no, this one, we have to give you a letter to the hospital. And then it's where we go to Tembisa Hospital. Then when the result came, they said he has the sickness of the meningitis. They had to admit him.
So he had meningitis?
Yeah.
Okay.
They told me the way that sickness is dangerous, some can lose life. The sight of their body can be dead. The eyes and the ears also can affected.
And that's what affected him? Affected his hearing?
Yeah, it affected his hearing.
So what you're basically telling us is that up until 14th of Feb this year, there was nothing wrong with his hearing?
There was nothing wrong with the hearing.
And then after the meningitis diagnosis, after they told you that he has meningitis, one of the consequences was he lost his hearing?
Yeah.
That is shocking. How did you deal with that?
Oh, it was painful. Like, call him, sometimes can't even hear me. Then he just looked at me and then was getting angry if I don't call him.
So a couple of weeks ago, as you know now, we did this fundraiser at Barra Hospital, Baglana, and he was one of the boys who then benefited from one of these cochlear implants.
One of the first three. A week later, they were getting the implants put in. It's incredible.
I'm talking about life changing.
Yeah.
Imagine that. You're an active 9-year-old boy with his family, and then the next thing.
Yeah, because I can imagine that for him, he wouldn't have known or understood what's going on.
Yeah.
Either the confusion. Mm.
And that affected, obviously, the way that he was playing with other children, his friends, his brother, you guys. How did his behavior change?
Yeah, he was a bit quiet, but even angry. So he didn't want anybody next to him.
Frustrated.
Yeah.
Tell me about the operation. He was obviously in incredible hands. Got the cochlear implant. So now what basically needs to happen is his brain needs to now adapt, obviously, to this. But isn't it incredible to think that there's hope?
Yeah, that is helping him a lot. And I thank you for Jacaranda also for helping this thing. Because when I check over to Google's, they said the thing to get a implant can almost take a year. But for him, it was quick. I want to thank you for Jacaranda for that fundraising.
They did the operation, they did the implant, and then they switched it on. What was his reaction?
Yeah, he was smiling when he heard the sound outside. The doctor was trying to talk to him while he's looking on that side and then call him his name, and then he was responding.
Can you believe
incredible.
That? Isn't that incredible?
Yeah. Oh, I was happy.
So I know that it doesn't happen overnight, that your hearing is restored to, you know, its absolute best. But there is obviously a level of hearing right now that wasn't there before, right? Moloko, if I had to say good morning to you and thank you for joining us in the studio, would you have anything to say and to share with the listeners?
Hello, everybody. My name is Moloko. Thank you for the helping.
Oh, Moloko.
Oh, man.
Good morning, Angels.
Good morning, Angels.
Every Wednesday, Jacaranda FM.
We are live this morning from the Chris Hani Baragwanath Hospital ahead of Mandela Day 2026. We are supporting a very, very worthy cause called About Sound.
Mm-hmm.
It's about giving people the gift of sound.
Some of them have never heard before. Others heard and then after getting meningitis, lost their hearing.
Miss South Africa 2024, Mia Leroux.
It's a very personal cause to me. When I was 2 years old, my community actually came together to help give me my cochlear implant.
100,000 rand per person. Let's see if we can help 10 people. Just R1 million.
Yeah.
What's R1 million between friends?
Lotto Star will be donating 100,000 rand.
And the Sons of Thunder, they are donating 100,000 rand.
We'd like to donate 300,000 rand from the Naked Difference Fund.
Thank you so much.
Roll Fab Engineering in Boxburg, they're giving 100,000 rand.
Oh, no way!
From a GHH Mining Komatsu, 400,000 rand. That is
no way.
We hit our target of R1 million.
Come on.
Shall we go for 2 million?
Dis my wonderlike voorreg om net nog 100,000 by julle pool te gooi.
Together we would like to donate 100,000.
This person said, I want to stay anonymous. They are donating 300,000 rand.
Yeah!
Leon Spies from the APSA Charity Golf Day.
Hey. It would be an absolute pleasure to help you guys to go up to 2 million rand in total. So we'll contribute 500,000 rand.
I know how many people's lives are going to change. Thank you, guys.
Then after the show, more money came in. Good Morning Angels, with your help, raised 2.3 million rand. Good job, Angels. Great job.